Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, and so she made a video, and then she has to be somewhere, so she's going to share first thing, and we're so blessed. And the reason why it's, another reason why it's so amazing is because Rhea from Canada, God told her the same thing, and she hadn't even seen Michelle's video yet. So the Lord is, Rhea's just beside herself with joy. Rhea, if there's more, can you rewrite it? Because it, she told me, like, when I, before the show started, and basically, God told Rhea everything. Yeah. So that she told Michelle. But then Rhea looked at Michelle's video and was just so excited because, I mean, that's just amazing. And Rhea is saying, you know, God's really telling us and speaking to us as a body and making us one. And so we're so excited. Michelle, can you share it? Yeah. And can you tell us how it came about? Were you like cooking in the kitchen, or how did it all come about?
Yeah, I was basically just reading through my devotional book, and then all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, go get a pen and paper, and I was like, okay, good. I get a word now. So, and then I went
Michelle,
back on my couch.
Michelle, yeah. I had to interrupt you really quick because Rhea just put it, God, the exact words that God told Rhea. He said to her this morning, we are friends and we are lovers. That's what he told her. So she just put it in chat. So
wow.
I just wanted to say that. But she hadn't seen your word yet. And then she freaked out when she saw your word. Anyway, okay, so go ahead, Michelle. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption. I just wanted to make sure before it went off the chat.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he told me to get a pencil and paper, and then I went back down on my couch and started writing. And this is what he told me. My loved one, what you are going through now does not compare to the glories that will be revealed in heaven. I have much to tell you, my dear one. You are with me even now as we speak. You are precious in my sight, my beloved. I consider you a dear friend and lover at the same time. You ask how this is so. Many things will be revealed shortly, my love. For now, just trust where I am leading you. There are many things I cannot wait to show you about your future heavenly home. For now, you must be content where you are. You are living in precarious times, and everything feels uncertain. You must lean on me even more now. There will be a time when you will see me face to face, and all your troubles will be no more. For now, you must listen to what I am saying. You will be with me shortly in the blink of an eye. Everything is set. I am prepared to come get you now. Be prepared. It may come about in a way and time you think not. You are my pride and joy. I cannot wait to marry you and be with you forever. I love you with an everlasting love, a love that you do not comprehend right now. Oh, how I want to wrap you in my arms, sweet one. I am on my way now. Be ready. I love you, Jesus.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you and thank you for speaking this beautiful word to Michelle and for blessing your body. You are so wonderful, Lord. You are so wonderful. I don't know, Luco. Is that cool or what?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Wow. Michelle.
Uh-huh.
When God speaks to you and gives you a word like that, what do you do when you're done with it?
I just thank him right away. I'm like, thank you, Lord, for the word. Because I've been thinking over the past couple of days, I was like, oh, he hasn't given me a word for a while, but I guess I'll just be patient and wait. And then finally,
yeah.
Today he did.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Michelle.
Yeah.
The Lord is flirting with his bride, okay? So that was a major flirt with Michelle. And thanks again also, Michelle, for hosting the morning show.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Wonderful. Wow. So when we acknowledge his flirting, and this is what the purpose of these two services a day are, Jesus said it's to show off my bride and for my bride to show me off. So this is what this is for. And when we acknowledge that God is flirting and we talk about it and we share it one with another, his love grows greater in us, one for another and for him. And it's wonderful. And so I just think it's really exciting that he did the same thing with Rhea before she had even seen your video. He told her, we are friends and we are lovers. And it just, she heard it around 8 in the morning this morning. And she said that God has never had her write anything down. She just hears him speak. Anyway, I love the timing of it all. And she had been asking the Lord to make this fellowship inspirational. And then look what he did. So I want to welcome Gemma. Hi, Gemma, and we have four guests. If you could please make a name, we would love that so we could identify you more. But welcome. And then hi, Lala. And Lala, I call her Lala, but I don't know. But anyway, she's going to, when we have a song break, she's going to call in with the song, I guess. So that's going to be really fun. She asked if she could do that, so that'll be great. So, Kenneth, I'm glad you're feeling better. And I love you. I'm glad you're here. And Kevin Baird, welcome. Is this your first time, Kenneth, in the chat room? I mean, Kevin, I've never seen you, Kevin, in the chat room, so welcome. And we might have to play telephone on you. Is this your first time listening and being in the chat room, Kevin? Yes? Okay.
Well, we're going to have to get you good. Okay.
So welcome to Rapture Centric Church. It's a dangerous place to be. In a good way. We're waiting for the Lord to come together. It's really fun. Welcome, Chris Slaughter and Alana. Alana's no-show 195. And Michelle is bilocating on the phone and in the chat. And Rojo, welcome. And Rose 123. I don't know who that is, but we're glad you're in chat. So welcome, Rose 123. Is this your first time? And if it is, welcome, and maybe we can play telephone on you, too, to bless you. And then, of course, Rhea from Canada. And so good to see everybody today. I haven't heard the morning service yet. I woke up late, but I heard it was wonderful. And I'm really excited to listen to it. I heard it was a really great service. 18 people in chat, and we have 7 people on the line. Luca, before I let any – or Michelle, before I let anyone else on, was there anything else to share, honey?
No, that was about it. I just wanted to share that with you all, and hopefully it blesses you.
If you guys go to Michelle's YouTube channel, it's Jesus Girl. You can see the video she made on it, and I liked it to my channel, Rapture Kitty. And I really love it that a lot of people in RCC have YouTube channels, so when the Lord speaks, they make videos, or they just make – some people make funny videos, like Leah. She makes funny videos to make us laugh. And Luco here – is a wonderful musician, and he makes videos too. So, Luco, anything to share?
Not really. I guess it's just kind of a waiting day. I haven't been to work yet, so I don't really have any cool stories because that seems to be where everything's happening with me now.
I know. So, it's your day off, right?
Yeah, today's my day off.
I went hiking in the mountains today. We saw a snake. It came out in front of us on the trail, and Luca was on the phone. I took him hiking with me. And then we got Joe on the phone. So I went hiking with my two brothers. Well, my son and my brother.
It's a complicated process.
It's a very close family. We saw a white dove on our hike. That was really cool. And we saw snakes and cows and wild cows, but they're not wild. Somebody owns them, but they roam free, and we saw a bull. And when I was a kid, a bull chased me, so I was kind of scared, so we went the long way, and I think I stepped in poison oak. So I freaked out and came home and took a shower and washed everything. Anyway, I'm eating a pot pie, can you tell? Rhea in the chat room wants me to make some more funny videos. I will. I really will. I'll make some donkey vids. I need to make some donkey vids and just make fun of this whole waiting process. I need to make fun of the Lord for all he's making me wait and do. I am. I'm going to do one for Jesus. I'm eating a pot pie. Thank you very much. I did yoga this morning for 2 hours, and then I went on a 2-hour hike to the top of Mount Taylor again with my sister. So I'm like starving, and my pot pie just out of the oven, and it's an organic one. It's really delicious. And thank you, Rojo. I don't want that poison oak to get me. Last time I had poison oak, I had to go to the emergency room because, like, my face exploded the next day, and, like, I couldn't see out my eyes. Like, my eyes were shut. I get it really bad. They had to give me a shot, and I was, like, I had, like, oozing stuff out. It was gross. Yeah, I get really bad poison oak. All I have to do really is, like, breathe it, and it practically gets on me, like, for real, it's bad. Anyway, okay, so, you guys, let's see, did anyone else show up? Anyone else? Oh, John Brathod, welcome to chat. Glad you're here. And I'm excited. We have two new people in chat. This is so fun. And Lala's gonna she's gonna call in a song. That's gonna be fun. Lala, what's your area code? Put your area code. All right, let's welcome Tana. Tana, baby.
Hello. Hi, Judy. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
What up?
Nice to hear your voice today.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I'm actually working. I'm heading down to be SpongeBob right now.
Oh, yay. So,
yeah.
Tana works at Universal Studios, right? And you dress up as characters?
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. And sometimes if you go to her channel, you can see her space it up.
Yeah, my little dancing videos.
Have a nice time at work, and I hope we get translated while you're dancing SpongeBob.
Well, you know, that's my plan. That would be amazing. Yeah, I would like to have that little costume just sitting there. Like, where did his legs go? Where did his arms go? That'll be so cool. Yeah.
I want to welcome Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah. Hi, guys. Hi, Tana.
How's your day, Leah?
It's not bad. It's over now. So, hey, I'm going to go with that.
You know what's so funny, Leah? The Holy Spirit told me to play telephone with you today. That's so cool. Do you mind if we do it? He told me, like, to play telephone with Leah today.
Okay.
we're gonna get you good today. I don't know. God has something for you.
I believe it.
So it wasn't one of your most favorite days, Leah?
I don't know if it was one of my most favorite, but it wasn't a bad day. So I'm happy. I mean, definitely had some good days.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm so glad you're here. Okay, let's let on Keith. Let's see how Keith is feeling today. Hi, brother Keith.
Hey.
Hi,
Keith. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hi, Keith. Love you.
Love you. Love you, Leah. Love you, Tana. That was so sweet. I just wanted to say a word I got on Michelle. I haven't heard Michelle's voice before because she's in the morning show. I don't listen to the morning show. I'm not able to. But, like the Lord was just, I could just look into her spirit, and Michelle, you have such a sweetness about you, such a love in your heart, and an innocence to you, and I just felt so much caring energy. You're just such a really great person. The Lord was sharing me just so much love in your heart. I was very touched by just hearing her voice and looking into her energy. Just really, really sweet. These are true people of Christ. So it's just very. And then the thing that you said from the Lord was so touching from Jesus. Oh my gosh. It brought tears to my eyes. And I love the ending. I don't know, there's something about the ending when he just said Jesus. It's the ending. It's like he's writing this pen letter and then he just signed it Jesus. It was so, I don't know, it just cut me all gushied up. It was good. It was a good one. Talked about how much he cared about us and just signed his name. That was so sweet. But yeah, I'm having a good day. Things are going good. I'm so glad to be on RCC. And that's it.
Hey, Keith, have you ever visited Michelle's YouTube channel?
No, you said it so fast I didn't. I was trying to write it down. What is it?
It's Jesus Girl.
Jesus Girl, okay.
Jesus Girl. Yeah, and then you can see how pretty she is. My son said, Mom, she's pretty. Anyway.
I mean, she seems beautiful. She's so beautiful in her personality. I just was like, wow. Just gorgeous. Just
yeah.
Really
and,
sweet and loving. Jesus Girl.
I like her videos to my channel, The Rapture Kitty. So if you can't find her,
okay.
You can just go to my life. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love when people have YouTube channels on RCC. I love to subscribe. My way of just sort of showing support, you know?
Yep. I love it when people make channels, even if it's just for fun stuff, you know? It doesn't have to be anything serious. Let's welcome 413. Hi, 413. Is this Alana?
Let me unmute myself.
Judy, it's Alana.
Hi,
are
Alana.
You?
I'm good. I'm so glad you called me because I'm – yeah, we haven't been able to hear your voice, but I'm so glad you called in.
I'm just – this is just in and out. You were talking earlier about how God is turning us into a community, and I just wanted to tell you about a very remarkable thing that happened in the morning show.
Yes, please share.
And, well, you know, I grab the morning show occasionally when I'm at work. I have to drive somewhere, and so I have meetings, yada, yada. And I can catch just a little bit. And this morning, I grabbed it. You know, I was headed to a meeting that I was really dreading. I was absolutely dreading this meeting because it was really a lynch mob. It was a setup. And so I call in, and it's Carol. And she's talking about this Cardinal Grand Cross. And I had looked at that before, and I had a sense of what was going on. And she was talking about armoring up and all of this. And as Carol was talking, the electricity of the truth of what she was saying was going through me from shoulders to knees, just the whole body on fire. And I called in and affirmed her word. It was a powerful moment. And what happened after this show, and as I drove to the place I needed to go, I find a place right at the door, and as I pulled in, we were celebrating communion, and I was able to do communion with the church. And I knew this was going to be a difficult meeting. I knew it was a setup. And as I walked into the door, I just covered myself with the blood of the Lamb. And I said, okay, Lord, this is you. You got the driver's seat. I'm in the back seat. Let's just do this, okay? You're doing this. I'm just along for the ride. And I walk up to the window, and I inch myself. I'm here for the 12, you know. And they go, oh, the meeting's been canceled. No one could make it. And I knew at that moment the electricity was in the air. And I don't even know if I can share with you the impact of that moment. I went home. I played my praise music. I prayed for everyone. I spoke to my Lord. And it was the most powerful experience. And so when you talk about how we are becoming a community, I can affirm that. I can stand behind that. And I can say that what happened to me this day, even though I can't really communicate it quite well, and I was hoping that Carol would be on, maybe someone can let her know, that her words and her presence, it was powerful. And I just wanted the church to know this, that every interaction that we have with one another is blessed. So thank you. That is my word today.
You're so graceful, Alana. Thank you. I agree with what you just said. We are so blessed to have one another. So blessed.
Indeed.
Wow. And, you know, those of us that have been around a while appreciate it more than others, you know, because we've been there, done that, and it's not always a pretty thing out there in that world of people that say they believe in God. A lot like high school, I found the church to be. But wow, I'm so glad you were inspired and wow. Okay, let's let on. Yeah, because you sent me an email and I was going to read it, but I don't need to because you just said it, you know. Alana, how's your bae?
Bae is, well, yeah. Let me see. Well, I think I muted myself. No, I didn't. Me and bae were rolling, rolling,
rolling. It was marvelous. I don't even know what to, I came home, played Yolanda Adams. I've got the victory. It was marvelous. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So I'm shy, so I'm going to mute myself and go back to chat. Bilocating is so schizophrenic. So, mwah, all of y'all.
Mwah. We love you. Okay, we'll see you back in chat, Alana. She's 195, no show. I love it. Okay, let's let on Grandma Pat is in the house. Grandma Pat.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Grandma.
How you doing? Love you all.
Love
How's
you.
Love you, Pat.
We're doing good.
Love you. Oh, good.
A bunch of people. A bunch of people dropped off the line. So we have Leah, Keith, Alana, and Pat, and 615. Welcome, 615. Who are you?
Hey, it's Jim. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Who is it?
Hi, Joe.
JoJo.
Wait.
Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving. It's Jim. Sorry, I'm
driving home.
Oh, Jim. Hi.
Hey, you guys, this is Jim,
Jim,
not Joe. It's Jim. Ask 217 now. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hey, I know. Long time no see.
Yeah, well, no, I see you all the time. Your last video was amazing. I read it on the air yesterday.
Oh, cool. I actually got another work today, but of course I'm driving right now, but I'll try to make a video tonight. So.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I love the way that the Lord speaks to you. His personality with you is just, I love it. It's just my favorite words to listen to. Yeah, try to make a video and we can all be blessed by that. That'd be awesome.
What is his YouTube channel?
It's Jim at Acts 217 now, and I like
Oh, yeah,
I
got it.
I have him
yeah.
up my like. Yeah.
You liked it, yeah. I subscribe, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, Jim, did you just call in to listen because you're driving, or did you have anything to share today?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in to listen. I was getting ready to watch Michelle's video, and then I saw where you said you wanted her to come on right at the beginning of the show, so I tried to catch it, but I guess I missed it. But I'll have to watch her video when I get home, too.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Michelle
I'm
had
sure.
to leave. She got off the line. So how's the devil bacon going?
You know, I had bacon this morning, but it was pretty normal. So. I don't know what was up for that.
Well, I always try to eat devil bacon, but, like, my bacon just doesn't shape shift. But we eat bacon almost every day. We really do. In our house,
yeah.
we eat pig bacon and turkey bacon. And, you know, it never shapes shift like it does for you.
Yeah, well, I can't say I ever look at bacon the same now. So. But it acts pretty normal now.
God has a sense of humor, though. I love the snake and bacon. I guess my bacon does look like snake.
Yeah. All right, well,
no,
I'll post another one if I ever get anything crazy like that again.
Oh, please do. I like the grok, too, the grok one. Oh, that was wonderful.
That was the quake snake.
Hey, you know, Jim, when I was hiking today, I did see a snake, and I wished it was bacon and not a real snake. It was a big one. It was a rattler.
Wow.
And it went across the trail. Yeah, my sister screamed at it, and it ran off.
California is the best place to hike. Like when I used to live out in San Diego when I was in the Navy, I used to go hiking out there all the time.
That's nice, yeah. I'm getting back into hiking until we leave. I'm pretty sure. I'm thinking we're going to get translated during an RCC service, but if not, I think I want to go during a hike now. Won't that be fun?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Better than a mountain lion.
Yeah, very cool.
Everyone has their little fantasy of where they want to be taken. Where do you want to be taken, Jim?
Well, I keep thinking it's going to be while I'm asleep, but I don't know. Probably while I'm eating would be cool, because I like to eat so much.
Where do you want to be taken, Pat? You're translating. When do you want to be? Where do you want to be?
Well, I try to keep company from all day, so I guess any time is good. I just get a feeling at nighttime. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anytime,
what about you,
really.
Keith?
I'm just.
Keith, do you have any fantasy about when you get taken, where you want to be?
Oh, I'd love to be taken in the morning time. First thing when we wake up, just go up. That'd be great.
Yeah. What about you, Leah? Like, when do you want to be taken? Like, do you have a special thing that you'd like God to do? Special place?
I don't know. That's hard. Probably, I don't know. I mean, I thought about, like a grocery store.
You don't have to pay the bill.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, huh?
Just come up to heaven with everything in your arms.
Yeah, go out and go to, like, a really fancy restaurant and spend, like, $500, and then, like, you get translated before the bill's due. That'd be awesome.
Bring the food with you.
I want to welcome Deborah to chat. Deborah, it's been a couple days. I'm so glad you're back. We miss you when you're not here, Deborah. Yep. Welcome back to chat, Deborah. And we have three new people in chat, so that's fun. We have Off Grid and Rose and Kevin. Wait, did he leave? Did Kevin leave? Oh, he's gone. Oh. Well, then we won't play a game on Kevin. Maybe we scared him off already. You just never know. It's a shady place to be, this RCC. I don't recommend it. I don't. But if God brings you here, you're blessed. I really don't. I really don't recommend it. I mean, really, it's not for the faint of faith. And you're not going to come here and usually hear what you want to hear. So, yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Keith? Is it a dangerous place?
Yeah, of course. you want me to cover the news?
Yeah, please cover the news. And then as soon as he's done with the news, I want Lala from the chat room, highest Lala. She wants to call in with the song. So, yeah,
okay.
Thanks. Let's do the news, baby.
Okay, so let's cover the news. Here we go. Israel's Air Force warns of sudden war. This is exciting. Israel basically says there could be a sudden war on their border with Syria. Well, we know when Israel goes to war, we get raptured. So any war with Israel that's, you know, sudden war and intense is our sign to get out of here. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And they're going to have to eventually do something with Syria, because Syria, every so often the bombs are landing in Israel, and they're going to have to stop that. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's kind of a thing. Let's see. Mexico protests telecommunications law. some people are protesting in San Francisco. They have, like, a Jesus walking down the street who's supposed to have this great body and everything on a cross. They call it the hunky Jesus. So people are protesting that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff with the gay community, but I don't jump on board against them so quickly. I think the main thing that we need to show them is love. You win them through love, and then you'll get them through the rest. You know, the last thing you want to do is throw sin at people, because that's a good way to get them to run the other way. But that's just my opinion. Let's see. U.S. troops arrive in Poland. Okay, this is good. U.S. troops arriving in Poland in Eastern Europe amid the crisis. Basically, the U.S. is saying they do not want to be involved in this war, which is a lie, of course, but we are going to be involved in this war. We're just trying to kind of do it in a quiet manner by sending troops there, which will start World War III, basically. IAF strikes Gaza. Okay, Israel is launching bombs into Gaza back and forth because of the problems going on there, which is that's an ongoing war with the Gaza Strip, basically. Pentagon's got some new robots. Obama says disputed islands within the scope of U.S. So Japan's having issues with China, which can definitely start another world war, for sure. And we're defending Japan, of course, as we agreed. So Obama says says disputed islands are within the scope of the U.S.-Japan treaty. So he's basically saying the islands that China's fighting for, which have a lot of oil and natural resources in there, are not China's, but they're part of Japan's, and we're defending Japan in that. China cracks down on porn websites, 110 websites closed down. Israel wants to destroy the mosque. Now, this is important because when the peace treaty is signed, Israel's going to destroy the mosque, and then we know that there's got to be a new temple built. It's the third temple. Well, how the heck are they going to do that? A lot of people say they're just going to dismantle it, but that's not going to happen. I believe a bomb is going to hit it, and once the bomb hits it, in some war, a bomb will destroy it, and then Israel will rebuild it. That'll be part of that peace treaty that's going to be built. Okay, let's see. Gold falls in China's demand. Yeah, China's not doing good. China was the one country that led the whole world. They were doing double-digit growth, like 20% growth, and the rest of the world was, in a bad recession. So China was kind of our lone star to save the world. But now China having all kinds of financial problems. They're going through what we did in the 1920s, going crazy, buying everything, doing everything, and then what's going to happen is everything's going to crash, just like in our recession before it happened. Okay, massive volcanic eruptions wreaking havoc on the world. I guess there's a volcano that's wreaking havoc on the world right now because of all the ash. let's see. Okay, one group filed a lawsuit in New Jersey against Under God We Pledge. I guess they're trying to stop the Under God We Pledge, Under It thing We Pledge. First Church of England marries, the clergyman marries a gay partner. So the churches are marrying gay people and all that, which is, we know, is not biblical, accepted in the Bible. So that the whole Christianity is kind of being watered down and merged into all kinds of stuff these days. That's why the bride is different than the church. The persecuted pastor in Iran, poor thing, he's been just tortured there in Iran, and in Jesus' name we cast out the demons out of that, and we block that. We ask, Lord, that you deliver him from that country immediately in Jesus' name in safety and security and in health. We put the blood of Jesus all over him. National Atheist Day. Atheists have a huge church now. Their churches are getting larger than the Christian church these days, and they're opening places up, locations everywhere, which is ridiculous. Homeland Security to purchase 25 million rounds. Oh, yeah, the Homeland Security is purchasing millions, hundreds of millions of ammunition and guns, so much that you can't even find ammunition for your gun if you want to buy some. In the meantime, they're telling the New York City and all the states that we should not have guns. So it's very, very interesting what's going on. They also have guillotines set up and everything, and the FEMA camps around the country set up for the tribulation, basically. Their idea is if there's a disaster, they're going to claim martial law, throw everybody in those places. But in the meantime, they're buying all the ammunition. Russia to create United Naval Base for ships in the Arctic because they want control. Putin shows off. Oh, yeah, Putin is exercising his force there in Ukraine. Biden warns Russia to pull back. Okay, so Biden is basically telling Russia, you better pull back. You better not overtake any nations there. Otherwise, Russia wants to take back the Soviet Union, and they're trying to do it. If they do it, the U.S. will probably for sure have to get involved. Texas warns. Oh yeah, Texas warns. Remember the government got involved in that land grab. They went and grabbed that farmer's cows or that land or whatever they're fighting with in Vegas. Yeah, the Bundy guy. And then Texas says, "Don't you dare do it for us. Stay out. Stay out. We're not allowing that one." And that is it for the news today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's great. Sure.
Glad you liked it, Pat, and everyone else out there.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. We really appreciate that. Really, really do appreciate that. Let's see. You guys, because we become a family, we miss each other when people aren't here. And everybody always asks me where people went, and I really don't know. So I love Pat Bird. Let's welcome area code 713. Hello, 713.
Hello, this is Debbie Somerset. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Debbie. So glad you called in.
Hi. Listen, I always do really enjoy Keith's newscasts. He really is a blessing to everybody.
Aw, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I agree.
Yes. Well, I really did have a thing I wanted to share with you guys. I had an encounter with Jesus today, and I wanted to kind of let you know what was going on. I want to thank Jima. Jima has really helped me and prayed with me about my daughter. And today she was having a really tough time. First of all, she was sick, and she was at work, and she was at the end of her rope. And this last weekend, she actually put it on Facebook that she had rededicated her life to Christ. Well, that really pissed off the devil, let me tell you, because she has been under some serious, serious attacks. So I was, you know, telling her some things to do. And, of course, I'm mom, and mom just, for some reason, my stuff just doesn't count, okay? So anyway, I could just tell she was in so much pain spiritually that I actually did an ascending, which I had learned to do from Katie Souza. She is my favorite preacher. So I did that. I've only done it two other times, and both times it's on behalf of my daughter. The first two times I ascended, I got all the way to the throne room, okay? Those two times, angels were there to take the assignments and go and perform the tasks need to be done. Well, you know, I got confirmations on all those, and that was quite a while back. Well, today it was different. Today I was trying to ascend, and the mechanics of it is, first of all, you got to lay down in a totally relaxed position, close your eyes, because the back of your eyelids are going to be the screen. The way you get there is you praise Jesus and thank him and thank him and thank him and praise him, and that will get you there. In the meantime, you have to think of one thing that you need, only one thing. You cannot bring a list, or it will cause confusion. The thing I needed was for my daughter to be released from what is ailing her, and there's a lot of stuff ailing her, okay? So because she's talking about fantasizing, romanticizing, about running into traffic. She's in so much spiritual pain, it is unspeakable. Okay, well, guess what? I was on my way ascending, and I didn't get to the throne room. Jesus met me where I was. There was no angels there. It was Jesus himself. And
wow,
he was carrying a bucket, and in this bucket is this blue liquid. And all I can tell you is this is miracle fluid, because he's actually taken that blue liquid and filled me up before and renewed me in that way. And he took this bucket, and then he showed me my daughter. And in the spiritual realm, she is a mess. In the spiritual realm, she does not look like herself. She was in the fetal position. I could see through her. She had chains in her brain. She has chains around her heart, inside her chest. She had chains around her entire body. And she was in the fetal position. No wonder she was crying out in such pain. The child can't move. Okay, so Jesus is standing there, and he's above her, and he has this bucket of blue love. And he starts pouring this bucket on my baby. And this is a 24-year-old girl. He's pouring the liquid on her, like rinsing her with it. And then all of a sudden, around her body, raises up this clear cylindrical object. And it was like he had her in a big test tube. And he kept pouring that blue love into this big test tube. And he poured it, and I helped him. And we poured it, and we poured it, and we poured it. And I was looking at her, and I was looking at the chains. And the chains became like Swiss cheese. The chains got holes in them. And the chains, they were black, and they were thick. And they became porous, and you could see the holes. You could see through the chains. And she was soaking in this blue love liquid that Jesus was pouring on her, and those chains were melting. They were melting away. And let me tell you, you can rebuke till your rebuker is broken, and you cannot get that job done without Jesus. And she needs love. She needs love like no human man can give her. And I asked Jesus to hug her. And so he picked her up, and the chains broke off of her, and they fell on the ground, and Jesus showed me a drain. And the chains went down the drain into the pit of hell. And I asked her to hold on to her and not let her go. And then she relaxed, and she sort of straightened out. She was no longer in a ball, okay? So I had to go to work. Jesus has done his job. And so I was thanking him and thanking him and coming back to the earth, thanking him and thanking him and thanking him. So I'm with clients, and lo and behold, I get a call from her, but I missed it because I was out of the car. So I missed it. So my first chance, I called her up, and her voice was different. And at that moment, she was with a client, and I haven't heard from her yet, but I'm expecting some kind of confirmation of the work I saw him do.
Amen.
Can we get
amen
out there somewhere?
Amen. Yes, honey.
So that's a real thing that happens. And I just want you all
Deborah
to agree with me to say she is healed in all her ways.
Yeah. We stand in agreement. Keith, can you lead us in a prayer, or Pat, and we'll stand in agreement with Deborah?
Her name's Deborah.
Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, who's your daughter's name,
my
Deborah?
My daughter's name is Beth. My daughter
Beth
is Beth.
Beth, okay. Okay, Lord, we thank you so much for Deborah sharing this powerful, powerful supernatural thing, which we just love, Lord. Anytime you want to open up your energy, Lord, and pour it down on us and knock us out in the spirit, please do that at RCC and do that in Beth's life over and over and over again. Each one of the people here at RCC and on the chat room and listening, we thank you, Lord, for Beth. We know, Lord, that she came back to you, or you brought her back, Lord, and she chose that path. And we know that she was under a heavy, heavy artillery from the enemy, Lord, but we also know the enemy has already been defeated. And just thank you, Lord, for showing us, oh my gosh, thank you, Jesus, for showing that powerful thing that you broke those chains off. Lord, you told me a word just now that this would start to unfold, that expect things to get better and better for her as this unfolds, each, you know, step by step, this will unfold in the physical reality of her life. And we thank you, Lord, for your love for Beth and Deborah's love for Beth. We ask, Lord, that you guard Beth, Lord. We know that you're the true one, Lord, to take care of her and watch over her. So take the burden, any burden that Deborah feels, any way, shape, or form, Lord, we take those chains off. We take that burden off her mind and her heart for her daughter. And we know that, Jesus, that you've got her in your arms. You showed us today. You already showed us this. So we know that Deborah can just relax and have peace now, because Beth is in the safety boat of Jesus. They're on a long cruise together, having a good old time. And we just thank you, Lord, for Beth. We ask, Lord, that you guide her. And we ask, Lord, that you give her incredible wisdom, Lord. She's going to need lots of wisdom on this path, Lord, being young in Christ. Mature her quickly, Lord. Quickly mature her. Give her all the insight that she needs. Open her gifts, Lord, and bring her truth. Everywhere she goes, direct her. You discern for her, Lord, and give her the truth that she needs to mature quickly, Lord. We thank you for Beth. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl, and we thank you, Lord, for her, and allow her to bless her, Lord, in her finances and her health and everything, and bless Deborah as well in her finances and her health, so they can go and bless others, Lord, and bless everybody in RCC with finances and health so we can go and bless others, Lord. Allow our RCC church to ricochet throughout the world as if like a water, like a pebble being hit in water. You know, we thank you, Lord, for Beth and Deborah, and thank you for sharing the story, and we thank you, Jesus, for just your power. We can't wait to be in heaven with you, Lord. We want to feel your power so much, Lord, that we just never want to go anywhere. We'll be in your power and your love all 24 hours a day, Lord, and we thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know,
God bless
we have
you
a
too
new friend on the line. We have Lala. Hit Lala from the chat room. Hi, Lala.
In our song.
thank you for sharing. Thanks for sharing that, Lala. Oh, okay. Let's see. Lala hung up. I'm hearing an echo. I'm going to mute Pat. Sometimes it's her phone. Yeah. Pat, I'm sorry, honey. I muted you because sometimes I don't know why your phone echoes, but I'll unmute you in a minute and maybe it'll quit. I want to thank you for that song. Thank you, Lala. So you sang that? I just want to make sure. I think Lala was saying that she sang that or?
Thank you, Lala.
Beautiful. Thanks. An angel. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
That was really sweet.
Did she sing it? Lala, did you sing that? Is she there?
She said, yeah, she did.
Okay. Beautiful. You're really beautiful.
It was not super duper clear. Was it pretty clear to you, Keith?
No, it wasn't totally clear. I heard listen real hard.
Yeah, but I heard, like, you're my angel kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I really love that. You have a great voice. That was really beautiful. So let's see here. Deborah hung up. So let's see if Pat won't echo. Let's see. Hi, Pat.
Hi, honey.
How is echoing? Darn it. Are you on
still
the phone, Pat?
No, sweetheart, nothing.
Huh,
nothing.
I don't know why it does that.
If you
that.
Have to mute me, that's okay. I mean, I'm listening.
No,
that's
Pat,
right.
The best thing to do is if you're echoing, you can just hang up and then just dial back. And
all right, let me dial
back. Oh, yeah.
Let me try that.
Dial back.
Okay, dear,
okay,
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just want to bring up a little topic here. Everyone asks me when people leave, where did they go? Sometimes I know and sometimes I don't. Like, Jason Chambers, I have no idea. he just left and he didn't say goodbye to me or anything, and I sent him a text and he didn't text me back, but he texted other people and said he was doing great and all that. And let's see, Red X has left before and come back. So, yeah, I mean, just, you know, we should just love each other while we have each other here. And Keith had a vision of RCC being a train and people get off and get back on, right, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, people, they get on the train and then sometimes they go to the middle of the train where they kind of settle in, you know, and then sometimes they move past it, you know, and they leave the train, you know.
Yeah, but we love you, Jason Chambers. We hope you come back and fellowship with us, and same with you, Red X. Love you. I'm getting better at letting people go. You're like, you know, because I really miss and love people here. I really do. And so it hurts my heart, but the Lord doesn't want me to be sad, so he's really helped me to be strong in this and just be like, okay, bye. Like, I trust that I'll see you in the air, so. Yes, you can call in and talk, Lala. Please call in and talk. We would love to hear your voice. So your song was beautiful, and we would love to hear your voice. So she was asking in the chat room if she can call in and talk. We would love that. That's what this radio show is about. I guess I should say what it's about every time we start so that people call in. Jesus Christ gave us the idea to do this. He didn't really call it a church until a month into these shows, and then one day I woke up and he said, this is my church. And so that I made that video, an official announcement that RCC is really an official church, because that's what he said. He said the purpose of him having this rapture-centric fellowship church twice a day, for him to show off his bride and for his bride to show him off before the wedding. So that's why we encourage everyone to call in. It's, you know, it's a rapture-centric show featuring the bride. So I'm going to let Pat back on. Let's see if that echo's gone. Hi, Pat.
Hi, honey. Hope
yeah,
it went.
Yeah, sounds like it's
oh,
yep,
good.
It's gone.
Well, we know what to do then.
So I just really celebrate everybody while we're here. I really, like, every time I see people on the phone and in chat, I just get really excited. And, you know, we're just blessed to have each other and wait for the Lord together till he gets here and get wonderful, wonderful confirmations of his appearing through one another. And Lala's phone just ran out of battery, so no problem. But thank you for sharing that song. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed that. I think it might come in clearer if it was downloaded to the show. If you could get it to Luco, we would love to hear that again. We have a lot of really talented people here at RCC who have talent, you know. They really bless us with their musical abilities. So that's really cool. We have another person now that has that. Let's do communion. Let's see. Let's make Leah do it. Leah, you're doing communion tonight. No, let's make Luco. Luco's doing it. Luco. I want to pick on Luco because he's back on the line. Luco.
Luco. Luco, love, you there?
No.
Luco?
Luco's
is
not here.
Luco, Cuco.
Hey, Luco.
Luco, you're doing communion because Joe's not around. I don't know where the heck Joe went. He must be driving somewhere.
Yeah.
Why? I'm not the communion doer. I've
you
never
are,
done
though.
It. I don't even know how. I don't know anything.
Okay.
I always just sit here and listen.
You don't know.
How about
Leah?
Mellow mood today.
Okay.
You're in a mellow mood today, Luco. You're kind of like mellow.
Leah's going to teach you how to do it then. Leah, will you teach Luco how to do communion then? Leah, we're ready. She's such a good sport, Leah is. Okay.
You have to go to the...
It's not going to be from my heart if you guys just make me do it, just saying.
You have to go to the craft store, Luco, and buy the Jesus outfit to wear and then different characters to put on each time you say it, so it's kind of complicated.
All righty. I'll be ready.
Okay.
All righty. Well,
a mysterious face.
Yeah. All right. Anyone who is getting real juice and crackers or whatever, water, soda, whatever it is, you can do that now. And anyone else, do Air Canadian, we can do that all now, too. All righty. Is Pat going to read after we're finished or pray?
You want me to read?
Sure.
I'll read to he and I afterwards,
Okay. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right. So, on the night the Lord was betrayed, he was eating with his disciples, and he took the bread, and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body broken for you." So, let us take our bread, or communion, whatever it is, or take it. I'm going to go with the air communion at this moment. He said, "This is my body broken for you." And then he picked up his cup, and he drank it. And then he gave it to his disciples to drink, and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you. And this is for all of your sins." And we thank him for his wonderful sacrifice that he gave to us. And he said that we are to do this in remembrance of him until he comes again. So take your cup and let's all drink in his beautiful blood.
Okay. You want me to read now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is something...
thank you, Leah. First of all, I just want to say
sweetheart.
Thank you for doing that.
Okay. This is a very interesting reading, and it's all on his mercy. And Gabrielle is walking by a brothel of all things, and this is what she says to the Lord. She says, "Lord, there are still these poor girls in the brothels. I wish so much that they would give up this terrible life. Every Sunday I pass in front of the doors so that you who are in me will send grace to someone inside." Now listen to what Jesus says. He says, "You remember? I told you that when you cannot enter a place yourself, your prayer will enter. There is no sin that I cannot forgive, no soul fallen so low that I cannot heal. You see in the Gospels how some people were scandalized, and I am always the same. My heart always goes to the most unfortunate. Love me, love intensely. You can never know all that you can obtain and transform with your love on earth, but I know." And then she says, "Lord, I'm so poor in love." And Jesus says, "Take mine, since you know it is yours, that it belongs to all my children. Offer to the Father with full assurance of your power over him, and then ask, my little children all down the ages, clothe yourself with your Jesus. The Father will give you the heritage of all his treasure, and I'll be full of joy at having paid with my tears the blows I received and my blood. Oh, my little children, my very own. And he says, don't grow weary of me. I go away and I come back to you. And when I go away, you remain close to me. Don't be like the people who, in a season of dryness, flee from me and abandon me. They don't know their Savior. It is because I love you that I hide myself. Must I not test and try my dear flock? Even if everything is dark in your heart, even if my voice seems to have vanished forever, think, he loves me, and he gave himself for me. Gave himself, if you only knew what this meant for me. You would need to know all the cruelty of my executioners to understand my courage sustained by my love. Yes, I loved you, each one of you, even to such suffering as that. Then don't ever doubt me, for I am infinite.
Wow.
What mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's worship the Lord with a song as a church together. Luco, do you have a recommendation?
Not that I can think of. Play some old music.
Okay. Well, let's just worship the Lord as a church together. I'm going to play...
Play 70s song.
Which one?
Any 70s song that Luca submitted. Do we have any of them?
No, he didn't really submit it.
Party Train by the Cat Band or any of them.
You count the stars and you
Leah, I heard Jason 302 told me that you had an amazing word this morning for the in the AM service for the church. Is that true, Leah? Leah?
Me? I don't think
yeah,
so. That wasn't me.
Oh, maybe it was somebody else.
Maybe
it was
Leah.
Carol. Huh?
Maybe it was Leah.
Oh, maybe it was Leah. Okay.
I thought it was Leah.
Oh, okay. Jason just said he was probably wrong. He's like, oops, I thought it was Leah. It was. I was thinking because, Leah, you usually work in the morning, so you wouldn't be able to read a word anyway, huh?
No.
Okay, so you guys, we're going to bless our we just want to thank you, Jesus, that you reign and that you love us and that you're here with us. And we want to bless Leah tonight. God really put her on my heart for us to play telephone with Leah.
Wait, can I read
her.
The word real quick? I got a word real
yeah,
quick
what was,
from, this is not from my word,
yeah.
but from God. This is from Brian O.T. Jesus. He's one of my best friends, and he sent it from someone else. So I don't know who it came from, but it's about the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit long, but I'll read it. It was given to Donna McDonald, whoever she is. God bless her. Okay. Words from the Lord to the bride on hearing my voice. I am your God, and I love you. I am here to speak to you the occasion of the Passover. I instructed my people, my Israelites, to place a wash of lamb's blood on their doorsteps to keep the angel of death away from their homes. I am instructing you today as your sacrificial lamb to pursue me and only me, for I will save you from a certain death that will last for eternity. Do not let your thoughts and desires get in the way of our relationship. Put all interest and everything down of this world and follow me. I will always deliver. I will deliver you from this world, but you must hear my voice and be able to discern my voice in the ways outlined here. Here is what I have to say to you, and I will number the ways you can hear my voice. So this is kind of cool. So basically what the Lord lists here is ways you can hear his voice in this word. One, I speak to you through friends, neighbors, family, and those who you meet. Two, I speak to you through the stars, moon, and constellations. When you look up at the sky at night, you know there is a God in the constellations and awe and beauty of the night sky. Three, I speak to you through beautiful and playful, majestic animals. When you see a tiger and a cub, a whale and a calf, a doe and a fawn, do not think there is a God creating just what you're seeing and observing. Four, I speak to you by the beautiful, majestic mountains or a field of wildflowers. Five, I speak to you when you hear a newborn baby cry. Six, I speak to you when you hear a child say, I love you. Seven, I speak to you when you receive an answered prayer. Eight, I speak to you audibly when you consider your intellect or consciousness to do something you needed to hear. Nine, I speak to you when you fall in love for the first time. Ten, I speak to you when you receive a good and godly gift like something you needed or wanted badly. It can be a necessity or a splurge. Yes, your God splurges on you at times when you least expect it. 11, I speak to you when you see a loved one out of their pain and suffering. You know they are now with me in heaven. 12, I speak to you through my word. These are all the ways I speak to you, but there are many, many more. Just know that I am with you and dwelling in you, and you invite me in, and I am constantly watching over you. I have all knowledge, omniscient, and I am all-present, omnipresent. I am a just and loving God. I have your best interest in mind. Sometimes you won't seem like it, but that is because you have blinders on. You cannot see through 3 feet in front of you when you are in the midst of troubles. This is when you need to put down the ways of the world and totally trust your God for your every need if you haven't already. Your God is ready and waiting to meet your needs. I'm ready to bring you into my house and dwell with you for eternity. You must give me your all. You must put down all the ways of the world and pursue me. And that's about it. That's good.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you so much. That's a beautiful word. Leah, we're playing telephone on you now, and Rojo in the chat room has a word already. If you're in chat, there's 21 people in chat. If you have a word for Leah, please give the word, and we just love you, Leah. I just felt like God just wanted to bless you. You're such a blessing to all of us, Leah, like me too. I really get blessed by you. God has used you to touch me in different times, and it's been really wonderful, and I just felt like he wanted to bless you today. So Rojo said, Leah, just as you listen and write my every word for my little ones, so now I will give you more than you can imagine, details of what is to come for you and how much I love you, my dearest little one. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Leah, God. Refresh her, renew her,
even as she pours out so much filler in her job, at her home, bless her family, perfect everything that concerns her till you get here. We love you. We love you, Lord. Bless your daughter. Stacy in chat says, Leah, you are my earpiece. I love your humble spirit. Leah, your gentleness will make you great. I have given you hind feet to leap over a wall. I will give your hind feet to leap over a wall. Leah, I know your heart. I see your desire. I have placed them there. I will give you your heart's desire. And Rojo in chat says, Leah, ask and I will share with you this time about yourself. Hallelujah. I also want to welcome to chat Oli Bill. Looks like Oli showed up. And it looks like Jason 302 showed up. Just a lot of people pop in, and I just want to acknowledge them when they get here. Savannah, we're so glad you're here, Savannah. Nice to have you in chat. Leah, ask and I will share with you this time about yourself. Share details of castles, shimmering clouds, and dancing with me. I see your heart's desire. I have placed them there. I will give you your heart's desire. You will receive much more than you can ever imagine. This is your time to be blessed. This is your time to receive what I have in store for you. I'm reading that from chat. Everything I've been reading, I've been reading out of chat, just so you guys know.
Hold on one sec.
You'll receive much more than you can ever imagine. This is your time to bless. This is your time to receive what I have in store for you. I will give you the latter rain, former rain, all in one. Open the doors of heaven. I will pour out so much on you. Leah, this is from Roman. Your rewards are many. I need you. I want you. Your time has come. I desire you. So many great things await you. So many. Much awaits you. You've earned it.
Thing that the Lord shows me when I look into your spirit is he shows me your eyes. He says your eyes are always on him. And he just, like the Lord told me just now, he says, I'm close to Leah. I mean, instead of saying you're close to him, he says he's close to you. It's like he just really values that your eyes are always on him, that you seek him and you want him in your life and you want to be close and you care about him. And he just was like, it was so sweet and wonderful that he said that. And it just shows me that, another thing the Lord shows me is that he told me, it's interesting that the Roman got that word, because God told me I'll give her everything she asked for. It's like, whoa, okay, I got to sign it in her program. But, I mean, good job. It's like the Lord was saying he's going to bless you. So he said to ask for what you want, and he will give it to you. And that's all. And that's wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Keith. And Leah, I just feel the Lord's overwhelming sense of adoration and love for you, and I just pray that today you just even feel a fresh, presence of the Lord in your family, in your life, and everything you're doing. So I just know he's going to bless you with some more revelation. That's mostly what I'm getting, is that he's going to talk to you more, and it kind of matches up with what people are saying in chat. I will pour out so much on you. The things that is close, they're close to your heart, give them to me. And Leah, Roman says, Leah, you are great in the kingdom. Your love is known to many. I feel like the Lord's telling me that he has so much gratitude for you, for what you do for him, Leah. He's showing me, and he's just so pleased. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Leah. God bless you. Okay, well, cool.
Do you like having
it? Nice.
Are you blessed?
Yeah, I think it's really awesome, and I think it's really cool because yesterday he gave me a really awesome dream, and he was telling me a little bit more about myself and what I would do in heaven, which was cool because I had never had that
happened before, and so he showed me what I would do, and then I got to see what my glorified body looked like for the first time, and then I got to see, I got to see my crown. I don't think it was, like, my only crown, but, like, I feel like it was a crown that he was showing me because it kind of, like, matched my outfit. I don't know. It was interesting. But it was really, really cool because I had asked him about it earlier that day. And when I went to bed, he gave me a very, very beautiful dream for, like, the first time. It was really neat to experience that. I was like, yeah. I was happy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Wow. Your mansion, Leah, since you're so favored by God. I hope we're near your mansion in heaven. Good job.
Hello?
You're here,
Leah?
Pat. Go ahead, Pat. You have a word for Leah? Okay.
Oh, sure. My precious daughter, rest in my arms. Give me all your cares. How grateful I am for all you do for me and others, to bring them to me, to share my love. You know my heart is yours. Lose yourself in its depths. Be mine more than ever. Know I am always with you. You are mine now and forever. Your Jesus, your Savior, spouse.
Thank God.
Thanks, Pat. That was really nice.
You're welcome. Oh, of course, honey.
Hallelujah. Well,
amen.
That's a little bit of Oli Bill's talent, playing the shakuhachu flute for us, and we just like to breathe in Jesus during that song. I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, today's a pretty significant day. I mean, we just have here Pat and Keith and Leah and myself on the line, and I know a lot of words have been spoken about the 23rd. Being a day that the Lord would be taking us. And so won't this be fun if this is our last service? Wow.
Wow.
So exciting.
He's been so close the last couple of days. I mean, you could have told me we were going. His presence is just overwhelming, like you say the word hammered, like super hammered, you know, and just more and more. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking maybe God brought me back to my yoga class, because I've gone like 5 days in a row now, for me to disappear and then to wonder where I went.
because my we have a plan for my. Well, and the thing is, it would be such a testimony because we have a plan where my sister, she's asked not to be translated because she wants to go tell everybody once we're gone that that the rapture's days away. So that was something that she's doing, and so she's looking forward to us disappearing. But she can go to my yoga class and tell them that God took me and stuff, you know.
Amen. Amen.
And,
there you go.
Guys, you know what? We might sound crazy, but we're not. I mean, this stuff, this stuff is real that God's done, and this is really our reality. I mean, and so, you know, when you know that you know that you know what God has shown you and what he's doing, you start making plans like this, you know. And I thought, God, I bet that's why you have me back at yoga, huh, to disappear. Because, you know, some people asked me what I was doing, and I said waiting on the Lord to come back. And, you know, I'm excited to disappear in front of people, even in yoga. That'd be fun. Maybe yoga would be funner to disappear in yoga instead of at the mountains by myself hiking, you know.
Wow. Oh, that would be interesting.
Anyway.
Where'd you go? Her clothes were neatly folded in a pile, and she ain't here.
Yeah. Yep, and then my sister would give the explanation. She'd come in there and go tell him. So it's just exciting to think about these things, and and it's a reality. It's look, let's see Luco call back.
Yeah, very
Luco,
cool.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Luco.
Doing pretty well. Just waiting for my dinner to be done.
Ooh, what are you making, Luco?
Chicken pot pie.
Pot pie. Are you serious, Luco?
Yeah, why?
Didn't you know that's what I was eating? Did you know that?
Really?
Oh
yeah.
That's what I made for dinner. Wait, so
is
what
is
your
calendars one?
No, I have those. Is that yours?
Yeah, I just asked you. I was like, is it the Marie Callender's one?
Well, I have those, but that's not the one I made. I made an organic one, but sister ate them. Calendar one yesterday. Are you just kidding? You're not eating a pot pie, are you?
Do you want me to send you a picture?
Oh, he's not kidding.
No,
I'm not
he
kidding.
Really is. But did I make
Don't
you want to
with
have
that,
one?
Luco. Are you eating a pot pie or not?
Oh, my goodness. I am. Why would I lie about what I'm
enough.
Eating for dinner?
This
Don't
is
be
pot pie night.
About the pot pie by night.
I'll send Judy a picture. Family. I'm not even kidding. I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, the big deal is if we get translated, Jesus might just serve us pot pies for dinner up there.
Pat, don't say that.
I love pot pies.
I don't like them, Pat. Don't
I
say
love
that.
Them. Homemade
oh, no,
ones?
Oh, this is next to the banquet. I'm going to have to sit
I'm
down
kidding.
At the table somewhere else.
I'm kidding.
Can sit at the pot pie section.
But he has a sense of humor, though. God has a sense of humor.
No, there's like a section. You guys are going to sit in the – it'll be like a banquet. You guys sit at the pot pie section. I'll be in the other areas.
I'll be in the pot pie section. I love them. Just crisp the top real good, you know.
That is funny. I think he's got the Marie Callender's ones, too, that you like, Pat, too, up there. So,
if you make your own, it's really good. I mean, you know, just...
I think Jesus uses the Marie Callender ones, though. I'm going to be sitting in the other part where the dinner's fresh.
I like these organic ones. I like these organic
really?
Ones made in Canada.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Whatever, though. My sister likes the Marie Callender ones, but they always give me, like... they make me feel really full, but they're good. They made them smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
That's food cost. So the food cost going up, they take the same package at the same price, and then they shrink it. So that way you're still thinking you're paying the same.
Yeah.
You're getting, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, Luco dropped. Luco just keeps hanging up his phone on us, you guys. I was just going to give him a hard time. I mean, come on.
Luco,
I mean, Roman's in there saying, Roman's saying that Luco has weed in his pot pie, and we were just going to, like, get me mad at Roman together, but Luco hung up. Oh, well.
Maybe he's taking a picture to send you.
Oh, yeah, maybe he is. Shall we worship church? We have a half an hour. If nobody wants to share, I say we worship our King. What do you think?
Sure.
Oh, by the way, I won't be here in the evening service. and I have to go to San Francisco to go do some things. And so my Joe said he would do it. So Keith, you guys all help Joe out tomorrow, okay?
Oh yeah, sure. Pat and I, we've got a lot to share.
Yeah,
you know.
I probably will be there for the last hour. I just have to bring my sister to the city, and then a few things I have to help her with. So I'll probably be back for the last hour. But
I love San Francisco.
I just want to announce that.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's such
we're like an
city.
Hour.
Oh, I love California.
It is.
I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you would, Pat. Well, Pat, you can move in with me. Come over.
My sister's
I'll
there.
I'll still be in the. Hey, Alana, you won't miss me because I'm addicted to RCC. I'm still going to be in chat. I'm only going to miss the first hour, but thanks for saying you're going to miss me. I probably won't call in, but I'll just jump in chat when I get home from the city. And chat stays open another 7 or 8 hours, so I'll be needing my fix of RCC family by the time I'm done with dropping my sister off in the city and stuff. So it'll be nice. And then anyway, let's see. Yeah, it is. I used to live and work in the city.
I did too. A long time ago, I lived in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I lived one block from the Castro.
I used to live in the Castro. How funny.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I was 17 years old, I lived all over the Sunnyvale. I'm originally from the San Jose Bay Area. My grandfather used to own San Jose Diesel when he used to drive through the trucks and diesel trucks through town. And my other grandfather landscape, most of Los Gatos and Carmel and all those areas. All my roots are there. But, yeah, I used to live in San Francisco. It's beautiful. Did you like it, Judy, when you lived there?
I did. I loved it. I really did. I mean, I was born in San Francisco but then raised in Sacramento because my mom didn't want to raise us there. And
okay.
So raised in Sacramento and then moved to the city as soon as I got a job right out of college. And then I was there. And I loved it. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. There was, I liked going to Ocean Beach and jogging in the morning before work. That was my little thing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So beautiful. I like when you just go there as a tourist and you buy squid in the front part of San Francisco, the Fisherman's Village there. It's so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
And my
favorite when I lived in San Francisco, I loved to go to the wharf and act like a tourist. It's so fun. So fun.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
Do you guys want to rock out on?
Let's rock out.
Okay, let's rock out. Okay, all right. How about some Pat Benatar? He didn't put any of your 70 songs up, Keith. Sorry, I don't see any of them.
Bloody road remains a mystery.
Praise God. We are invincible, and God's going to save all of Hollywood.
Are you ready for a new prophecy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, this just came on. I've got to look at it, but maybe on the morning show I can give you more heads up. It's called, this is a Rabbi Volna Gaon prophecy of Russia invasion, and he says, when you hear that the Russians have invaded Crimea, you will know that the bells of redemption have begun to ring. That sounds good. So I have to read it. Maybe I can tell you, or you know, it's again from our friend. What? Are you serious? He just put it on, so I have no idea what it is, but I can read it later, or you guys can read it, the prophecy.
Well,
go ahead and read it. I have to listen to him talk about it, you know. Just go to Paul Begley's. Everyone can just read the guy's. The last name of the guy is spelled Gaon. His first name is Volna, and he's a rabbi. I have no idea.
Okay.
This just came on. Yep.
Well, thank you, Pat. Guess who we have? We have a very special RCC guest on the line. Blah.
Oh, Blah. Hi, Blah.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Blah, you know what? Now Luco called in just because you called. Luco, huh? You want to say hi to Blah, huh, Luco?
Blah's here?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, he
Blah.
Called in.
Not much.
I just finished my dinner. That's why I called back
in. Blah.
Hello.
But then again, I did call in because I love Blah. That's another reason.
So. You guys are funny.
My son just wanted me to tell you that you and him are tag team wrestling partners in his universe, in his Xbox wrestling game.
Ask him what my special or signature move is. So.
Well, I want to know what a signature move is.
It's like a drop kick, and a finisher is like an elbow drop.
He said it's a drop kick, and
I heard
your finisher
him.
Is
I heard
an
him.
Elbow drop. Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. He made your, like, he
What's
made
my
you
signature
were the first character he ever made on his, no, for, out of RCC, Blah was the first one you made. And then you made Luco, and then Dustin, and then a few others. Actually, he has only made a few, but yeah, it's pretty funny, because when he's playing you, Blah, it's really funny. He's like, Mom, I'm playing Blah.
What's my signature move? I want to know.
What's Luco's signature move? He forgot.
Of course, sounds like.
He said your finisher is. No, he knows your finisher. What is it? It's a custom finisher.
Whoa, custom.
Well, what is it? Well, can you tell me at least what it looks like?
Your finisher, you like pick them up on your like. Okay, you put your powerbomb hold and you pick them up on your shoulders. Then you put them in like. Then you, like, smash them on the ground and like...
Why don't you FaceTime later, Luco, and he'll show you.
Okay.
But anyway, so, Blah, do you have any whispering to do to all your fans out there?
What?
I'm your biggest fan.
I don't have fans. That's
I'm your biggest
creepy.
Fan right here.
Oh.
Aww.
And I am creepy, so there you go.
That's just weird, man.
Blah. Hello.
That's not a very good whisper, though.
I'm your biggest fan. He's your biggest fan.
Thank you. I'm your
biggest fan. Blah.
Well, you sound like that one little, like, creepy guy from, like, The Lord of the Rings.
That's the point.
Wait, who just said that?
I did.
Oh, hello.
He does. Doesn't he, Blah? He kind of sounds like that creepy little My Precious thing. I don't know what it was.
You're talking about Golem or Gollum?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan. I, like, watched the movie, like, once. I don't even remember if I finished the series, okay? I don't like long
For the third time, that is the point, Lord. My lights just flashed once, so if you lose me, it means we lost power. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay, Blah, you should say something to Gemma. Gemma likes it when you say funny stuff.
Mm. Really? I'll just call her later and whisper to her or something.
Say
that?
Something funny, Blah.
Something's funny. I know, like, zero jokes.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is funny, actually.
You don't know any jokes?
I don't know any jokes. People tell me jokes, and all day long they say jokes to me, and I just look at them with a blank stare, and they get angry because they don't laugh.
Wait. Is this a joke, or are you actually, like, saying you don't have any jokes? Either way, it's funny.
I'm saying I don't have any jokes.
Okay, so that's funny. So that's a joke, in
a
way.
He doesn't laugh at others.
No, I mean, is that me? Sometimes I laugh. It's just not always.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll laugh.
Yeah.
If it's funny.
I'm weird. If somebody tells me a joke and I think it's funny, I'll laugh on the inside, but I'll keep the straight face. It's very strange.
Then they think you're bombed.
Serious.
Well.
Yeah, I'm opposite. Cool. I always have a straight face, but if I laugh, oh, dude, like, I'll laugh, you know. I don't contain myself very much.
Okay, so I just got off work, so I was curious what's going on.
What's going on? We don't even know, Blah. I wish you could tell us.
Hold on, I might have a caller.
What were you doing, Blah?
Yeah, what are you doing? Where have you been?
See who's at my door, maybe.
That's me. No, seriously, that's actually me. Like, you guys think I'm kidding.
Luco and Judy both had pot pies for dinner. You missed that.
That is so
Dude,
weird.
You're right, though, Judy. They do make you feel full. The Marie Callender one.
Well,
anyways, what's up, Leah?
Nothing. What's going on, Luco? Oh, I got your text. Thanks. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep by the time you answered back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I have a little delay in my responding.
I know. It's cool.
Sometimes it's a day. Sometimes it's a week. Sometimes I still haven't responded yet to some people, but that's all good.
You guys not realize that Blah is on the phone. We should be giving him all our... Blah, what are you eating for dinner, Blah?
He's talking
to
somebody
Blah
at his door.
What do you have for dinner,
secretly
Blah?
Me.
Blah,
what are you
eating for
dinner? Blah.
Blah. Yada, yada, yada.
Blah, blah.
Blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, maybe we should whisper.
Stop answering the door.
What are you eating?
Bread,
are you going to eat a pot pie?
Bread, bro.
Is he eating pot pie? That's funny.
Maybe he's eating a Pop-Tart.
No. Blah is vitamin water.
Hey, Keith.
Would you
Keith
stop whispering? Make
yeah, sure.
Blah.
What's going on?
Is he at the door?
We're trying to make Blah talk. He's on the line, but we're trying to make him talk. Keith, can
trying
you make
Blah talk?
Something?
Get it? Blah talk? Nice.
So funny. Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
Shut up, Keith. You're not
funny. Luca is so funny tonight.
Hey, guys, you want to know who's a buzzkill?
Yeah.
What?
Going down.
What? Oh, okay.
Luca's smoking that joint we were talking about, joint of God. Getting high on.
Just go ahead.
Wait, what was that again?
Pot
joint
pie.
Of God?
Did you hear my thing about the joint? The Lord had showed me that vision, and he said how, like in life, if you sin or do anything, you get like a smoke of the joint, and it gives you a temporary high. But you got to go back and do it again if you want a high again. Well, with God, he lets us smoke the whole joint because the high keeps going and going, and eventually it will be in eternity. It will be going for eternity.
He would but use a joint, wouldn't he? I can picture God. It's like, I'll use a joint for this example. That's so funny.
Hi, guys. Judy had to go because she had to go take care of some business. But,
yeah.
Let me see. I just wanted to Hey,
we don't like cats here at all. We just don't like the kittens. We know cats here. So, yeah, what's the deal? What are you smoking?
Okay. Blah, what are you eating for breakfast tomorrow?
Blah, what are you wearing for breakfast tomorrow? That's what Luca would ask. Luca always asks those things.
Oh, my God. What are you wearing for breakfast?
Yeah.
That's a trick question because usually I'm not wearing anything for breakfast.
That's what
You're
said,
naked
slippers.
Right now, Luco? You're not supposed to do that when you want to
I usually don't wear anything for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Just slippers.
No, I get naked just specifically for the meal, and then I put my clothes back on, you see.
Okay.
It's a religious routine I have.
Where'd that kitty go? The kitty was on the air, and we told it off, and it left. Where'd it go?
Yeah, you scared it away.
Oh, poor thing.
I'm shy. You're
yeah,
shy.
Shy.
You're
shy, kitty.
You're not allowed here.
So mean to our cat.
No, that stupid cat. I mean, that great cat, the sweet cat. Where is that thing?
This is the RCC reality.
It doesn't want you to pet it anymore, Keith. You're too
I kick it.
Too
I'll
harsh.
Kick, I mean, I'll pet it. Okay.
You guys,
must be something else in that. Okay.
Judy, can you purr? Judy, you should start purring while Keith pets you.
That's ridiculous.
And I did not think she would actually do it, but that was actually a pretty good purr, not going to lie.
Well,
yeah,
you
are a cat lady.
That's not her, Luca.
Green eyes.
You're weird. Judy
no, that's,
and the cat
no, that's
are not
her.
The same. That cat that comes on is some stray cat. It's some wild
stray
cat.
Oh, yeah,
cat.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot
not
the cat
her,
actually
some,
was talking.
Some dirty old cat.
Yeah, I know, Keith, I know. We need to calm down. I get it. It's actually a cat,
right.
Okay?
It's from the garbage can. It's all dirty and weird. Go ahead.
Okay, Lala in the chat room said Luco is a food sex offender.
I am a what?
How funny. A food sex offender.
That's a new one.
I don't even know what Lala meant, but I thought it was funny.
No, that's a good kitty sound.
That's what I said.
That's
because
it's
obviously a real cat.
It's a very good,
you know?
That's the best one I've ever heard from a human.
I know.
That cat has a lot of sounds. It's a stray cat. It's kind of weird. It has a lot of sounds.
The cat had too many pot pies, too.
Yeah, I think so, too, Pat. It's
wait, Luco.
Organic,
Luco.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. You only had like one pot pie and you're like 6'2 with a hollow leg? I don't understand that.
You do realize I finished eating a pound of chocolate today. Remember I talked to you
uh-oh.
About that? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm not being sarcastic either. It was literally 1 pound.
Well, we all do that.
I have it on paper.
What kind of chocolate?
Dark chocolate is good for you. It's good for your heart.
It was a giant Easter bunny.
Oh, I love them. I love Easter candy. Oh, gosh.
Milk chocolate.
Oh, to John.
And that's not including the Reese's bunny I had, too.
And the jelly beans and the marshmallows.
Oh, no, I had
and the Peeps.
I'm not much. Oh, Peeps are delicious, but I'm not much of a fruity guy. Yeah.
Give me my Peeps.
Luke is delicious.
I am delicious.
You guys
want to
know how holy this conversation is. It's like really holy. People think, oh, why don't you guys like start talking about Jesus? But did you know that this, what we're doing right now, just shooting the breeze, you know how holy that is because we're in fellowship.
Yeah,
and
tell them to stop
another.
Interrupting during the church service. It's impolite.
Yeah,
I just want people to know that like, this is Jesus Christ. He's the pastor and he's like,
amen.
He loves this. He says that this is RCC reality. And it's all good. Did you know that a lot of ministry goes on in healing and deliverance and just regular old relationship, friendship, and loving
well, sure.
people? Did you know that? You
yeah,
get
sure,
delivered
why not?
Of all kinds of stuff. But there's a big outcry for Blah to be talking right now. So let's all be quiet. Blah, the chat room is requesting you to talk. So, Blah,
yes.
You must have had some kind of a day today. How was work? How was work, Blah?
Did you guys
Blah.
Not hear Blah say, excuse me while I go see who's at my front door? Did you guys not hear him say that?
Yeah.
Like, he's probably talking to somebody.
Blah.
Okay, guess
very
what?
Perceptive,
I'm going to be.
Luco.
He's still
okay,
at the front
ask
door.
Ask Blah a question. I'm going to be Blah. Go ahead, Luco. Ask him a question.
Okay, okay. Blah, why did you choose that as your name? Kind of weird.
Oh, that's a. Thanks, Luco. That's a really good question, Luco. I chose the name Blah because, you know, a lot of people say blah, 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 and I just thought it had a ring to it, you know? I mean,
I don't know. I just...
Blah, what are you wearing? Okay, go ahead.
Keith.
I'm wearing blue boxer shorts with socks and a white T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You sound like a never mind. Okay, anyways, blah. Let's see.
Get your shirt off? Okay, go ahead.
Keith, stop asking such detailed,
Luco,
revealing questions.
That's why she likes pot pies.
I feel like Keith is feeling my energy.
Blah. What
kind of pot pie do you have?
Keith, stop being so nosy with people's energy, Keith. Seriously. Okay. When was the last time you shaved, Blah?
Your chest.
That was earlier today, so.
Whoa.
Oh,
that was really
Whoa,
blah.
Judy, you do a
that
good impression.
Really
that's really Blah.
That was really Blah.
And he shaved
that's
early.
That's the real Blah, he just said it. Yep.
Have you guys
blah.
Been doing this the whole time?
For dinner?
What,
Blah?
Deep dish pizza.
Oh, it's another deep dish. Mm. Pot pie, deep dish.
What's the
oh.
topping? What's the topping?
Topic is Blah. What are you
know,
doing, Blah?
Pepperoni.
What are you wearing? Tell us about what's going on.
Let him speak, Keith.
Okay.
Guys are
yeah,
creeping
Keith.
Me out. So creepy. Blah. What?
You have chicken
on
top
your
of the pizza?
Pizza? Pepperoni.
Wow,
that's original.
Yeah.
Let's call that the number one. It's the go-to. Have any of you guys ever had The Rock?
The Rock?
The who what?
The place. It's this pizza place called The Rock. Do you guys have that anywhere?
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh, dude. It's so good.
We have Cambriati's, which is the best.
Whoa.
The best in the world.
Dude, honestly, sure. I'm happy with just Little Caesars. Dude, it's like $5.
You're
yeah.
funny.
Papa John's?
Papa John's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right.
I always been a Papa Murphy's guy rather than Papa John's because of those stuffed crusts. Mm.
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 Yeah. Gratella's is good.
Huh?
And we have Frank's
Blah.
And Sal's.
Hey, Blah, I have another question. Are you a long socks guy or a short socks guy?
Either. What's with these questions?
Do you not wear socks?
I do wear socks whenever I put them on.
I know, but like, do you like the socks long or do you like the socks short?
I'm typically not very picky.
So do you have, like, one long and one short, or do you just, like...
Look, that's kind of intimate.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Keith thinks I'm being too intimate over
that's
here. I need to calm down.
Do you wear boxers or briefs?
See? Yeah.
That's a little too.
I don't know. It's like, I went to go answer my door, and I came back, and it just got
so
worse.
So who's at the door?
Nobody. They left.
Huh?
I can't believe Keith asked if he wears boxers or briefs. Hilarious.
Hey,
yeah.
Blah.
Or do you just plan
yeah.
wear, you know, regular old-fashioned underwear, you know?
Blah, I want you to pick on. What do you want to pick? What song do you want us to play? We have Aerosmith. We have Bon Jovi. We have Cheap Trick, Def Leppard, Elvis, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City.
3 minutes.
Here I go again. Imagine Dragons.
I'm going to pass the buck to Luco. Luco.
Ah. Wait, you want to hear actual Luca music or you want me to pick?
I wanted you to pick.
What is that?
I picked it.
It's the trumpet. It's the trumpet.
I picked it.
Bye.
Indestructible.
That's scary.
You guys like it?
Yeah, it's
alright.
So catchy. 144 take beat song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing
baby.
That I'm going to be fireproof one day. It's pretty good.
Love
you
too.
Time to
love guys.
Yeah,
just happened.
Yes. What was that?
Okay, 10 seconds left. We have to take 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye, Blah. Bye, Luca. Bye, Blah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Like the walls
in that room. Come for us, please.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Love you. Talk tomorrow morning.
Bye, guys.
See you, Luca.